You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
The myrtle trees that were in the bottom. Zechariah 1:8. The vision in this chapter describes the condition of Israel in Zechariah's day, but being interpreted in its aspect towards us, it describes the Church of God as we find it now in the world. The church is compared to a myrtle grove flourishing in a valley. It is hidden, unobserved, secreted, courting no honor and attracting no observation from the careless gazer. The church, like her head, has a glory, but it is concealed from the carnal eyes, for the time of her breaking forth in all her splendor has not yet come. The idea of tranquil security is also suggested to us, for the myrtle grove in the valley is still and calm. While the storm sweeps over the mountain summits, tempests spend their force upon the craggy peaks of the Alps. But down yonder, where flows the streams which makes glad the city of our God, the myrtle trees flourish by the still waters, all unshaken by the impetuous wind. How great is the inward tranquility of God's church! When even opposed and persecuted, she has peace which the world gives not, and which, therefore, it cannot take away. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keeps the heart and minds of God's people. Does not the metaphor forcibly picture the peaceful, perpetual growth of the saints? The myrtle trees shed not her leaves. She is always green. And the church in her worst time still has a blessed virtue of grace at her. Nay, she has sometimes exhibited most verdure when the winter has been the sharpest. She has prospered most when her adversaries have been most severe. Hence the text hints at victory. The myrtle is an emblem of peace. The myrtle is an emblem of peace and a significant token of triumph. The brows of the conquerors were bound with myrtle and with laurel. And is not the church ever victorious? Is not every Christian more than a conqueror through him that loved him? Living in peace, do not let the saints fall asleep in the arms of victory.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting TheologyMix.com.